everyone to this very special occasion.
Thank you for taking time out of your day to honor Paralympian and hometown superstar Patrick Anderson.
My name is Lily Brown.
And I'm Maya Hunt, and we are grade 7 students at Allura Public School.
When asked to come up with an idea that can make a positive impact in our school or community, I thought back to our Google Meet with Patrick and our intermediate students. I remember thinking that I was shocked I didn't know more about Patrick, with him being from Fergus.
Lily approached our friend Helen and I to join forces to do something special, create a home of sign for Patrick Anderson, giving him the recognition we feel he deserves.
There are many people in Center Wellington who deserve recognition for their accomplishments, but no one can say they are the best in the world like Patrick.
Patrick is a 3-time Paralympic gold medalist and has also won a silver, but he doesn't like to talk about that one. He has been called the Michael Jordan of wheelchair basketball. He's extremely respected in the parasport community, consistently showing resilience, determination, and sportsmanship throughout his career, traits in which all members of Center Wellington should strive for.
We would like to thank a few people before asking Pat to come to the microphone. We would like to thank Print Factor for donating 2 beautiful signs for either side of Fergus.
We would also like to thank Yard Weasels for donating their time to install these signs.
Finally, we would like to thank our Township Council for taking the time to listen to the youth in their community and supporting this project from the very beginning. Without further ado, we are so honored to welcome to the podium our hometown champion and hero, Patrick Anderson.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. So I was told we were meeting in the Freshco parking lot, so I thought we were up on Beatty Line, because I guess I haven't been here in a while. That got me thinking, because we grew up on that end of town, and if you're in that Freshco and you cross the highway and you go down towards the river, you find a little ledge there you can climb down, and there's a cave there. And that's where I used to go with my brother Mike and some other local kids, might be a few of them right there. Used to go down there and light fires and hang out. It's a good little lair. One of the older kids stole a cigarette from their mom one time, brought that on there, and watched him light it up, see if his head would explode or whatever. But anyway, it's a good spot while it lasted, until one day I was at home and my mom called Mike and I, and we came to the door, and my mom was standing there with a couple of cops. She said, "You been down at the river lighting fires?" She said, No, it wasn't us. She said, "Yeah, okay. So what's with the soot all over your face?" I said, busted. Anyway, now we're here. What a journey. It is quite an honor. Thank you all for coming out. I'm glad I could be here today. I'm not in town too often, especially during COVID, but I'm glad that this worked out. I know my wife would love to be here. She's not from Fergus, but she loves this place and loves to come here. She wishes she was here along with our kids, but just want to say a few thanks. Thanks to these two for dreaming this up. Yeah. And what a brainstorm. I'm very honored. I'd like to thank the township for welcoming the idea and for finding a way to make it work. Thanks to the folks who designed it as well and everyone else that you heard. This is an amazing place to grow up. My name is on that sign. I think, Wheelchair Basketball Canada is being recognized. And for many years I played for the national team, still am. We'll see after my visit to Groves. For many years I've worn that Canada jersey, and it's a real honor to represent Canada, as you can probably imagine. No matter where I went, whether it was Sydney, Athens, Beijing, Tokyo, London, I was representing Canada. I was thinking about Canada, but more often than not, I was thinking about Fergus, and I was thinking about Laura, and Bellwood, and Aboyne, and Salem. Thinking about my grandma's house across from Beatty Line. I was thinking about Larry Galbraith, who's a fellow wheelchair basketball player who did a lot for the lacrosse community here in Fergus. He used to pick me up every week and drive me down to Kitchener-Waterloo and drive me down to Toronto. I think of James McQueen and James Cracknell and Randy Yule and Jeff McClain and playing basketball on the blacktop with those guys on my knees like this or on my prosthetics or in my wheelchair. Speaking of schools, I thought all my teachers, ones who, you know, at James McQueen, at J.D. Hogarth, at CW, who not only supported me but put up with me, like a lot of kids, or some kids anyway. You know, I had some attitude and I did some, made some mistakes and put some gray hairs on their heads, but they, along with the rest of the community, not only supported me, but, you know, extended me a lot of grace as a young person growing up here. And I feel very, very lucky and blessed to be, have grown up in this town and this community. Not only am I fortunate to have grown up, was that applause or paper in the way? It was applause is deserved. Of course, I not only grew up here, like some of you did, maybe a lot of you did. I know 3/4 of you, so I know most of you did. You know, when my car accident happened in the summer of 1989, this community really rallied around me and my family and picked us up when we were down and got us back on our feet. Just last year, my parents lived down the road here. They sold their house in Fergus and moved to Elora, which I forgive them for. It's okay, I think. It's the 9-year-old hockey player and me talking. When we were kids, that was enemy territory. But, you know, they just moved to the other end of town in 2022. So last summer, I came down a couple of weekends. I spent in their basement going through a lot of boxes of stuff. Yes, there were a number of boxes with trophies in them. I won't be falsely modest or whatever, but just a normal brag, not a really humble brag. But there are even more boxes of letters and cards and gifts and newspaper clippings and donation receipts and literally 1,000 other reminders of all the love and support that not only I but my family received from this community. It's an amazing place, and I think I speak for all my family when I say that we're just really grateful and will always be grateful to this community. So. I'm proud to be from here. I love coming back. I come back as often as I can. I'll always love and cherish this community and this place.